Am I live? Because I have stuff to talk about. I couldn't be any closer. Smell a perfume in here.
Yeah. Is it you rubbing his moustache off the...
Am I live on it?
Yes.
Am I?
Yeah.
Really?
He has a prepared speech, yeah.
I'm at the panicking. Are you ready?
Can we turn the lights off again?
Yeah, do it.
No.
What?
No.
What's
rock, paper, scissors. Fair is fair, Alan. Alan, fair is fair.
I'm not working in the dark again. No.
I'll smash this.
All right, go on.
Yes.
That's the one.
Now, listen.
Are we on three?
Rock,
or?
No.
Paper, scissors,
go. Yeah, on go.
So it's the fourth one.
On go,
now
yeah.
You make an action.
So it's 1, 2, 3, go.
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
On one. Snapping.
I knew you'd do rock.
Why?
Because he likes making a fist.
Calculation now, I was looking at like, this fella's definitely doing rock.
Why did you know that? Right, new episode of Talk More Bollocks. Matt DeLewis and the Rock, Paper, Scissors, so we're doing this with the lights on. Owen, the world's oldest man. No. Ireland's oldest.
Oh, yeah. You're in for it now. Yeah. You're in for it now. I've seen this.
You didn't do enough research.
Yeah.
You're actually an incredible producer.
Oh.
No, sorry, bro. That was harsh. Ireland's oldest man dies age 108. Martin McEvely. From Roscahill in Galway, bro.
Okay, right.
Oh,
so
I don't like when you stand making these gestures.
So I was looking for the world's oldest man.
That makes sense.
And Kildare.
Yeah, no, it all makes sense.
I was following your lead.
Bro, come on.
Well, these things happen very quickly, on the fly.
Like, if I said to you, follow my lead in anything else in life, you'd go, no chance. That's ending bad. Yes. But on the podcast...
He knows how to get the content.
Yeah.
Where it is.
Anyways, he was 108 from Galway, bro.
You said 116 from Kildare.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all wrong here.
He was 8 years off and a couple of counties off. You give him that. He was in the ballpark.
It's a good stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come here, look at it. He hit the outside when he should have been hitting the double. That's what happened there.
Yeah.
Look, we'll give it to him. You know?
I won't.
No.
Right. New episode. Talking more bollocks.
Do you know what I was thinking? Do people understand how these episodes work? As in, like, if you listen to this, send in your bleeding questions. Or anything you want, send in. We'll answer all your questions. People probably don't even know Arthur McGinty is.
Nah, they do, because a fella called McGinty's at the sign of our Rovers, and my phone hasn't stopped all day on. So shout out to McGinty off Rovers, but that's not... Everyone's
coming. It could be.
Imagine we were in a world.
And McGinty's playing in between the sticks for Rovers.
Yup, McGinty. But the boys will know. The boys are all texting me all day. Saying there's the McGinty fella. Why did you say that? Have we not got questions? Have we got questions, Al?
I don't know. Just,
yeah, we do.
Just reverse psychology, you know what I mean?
Just
won't even send any questions. Just don't know how it works.
Let me see how fast you are going to shop. Like,
yeah, one. Yeah. You can keep the change.
Carl, you said something very interesting a minute ago.
Yeah, Friday. 10th of February is Quitters Friday. So the 2nd of February and January is the most likely day to give up your New Year's resolution. So I know this will be Tuesday, but to anybody out there, so that'll be 10 days into the new year, and they said it takes between 18 and 21 days to start the habit. So if you're still on your New Year's resolution listening to this, you basically have it in the bag. So there you go. So whether you gave something up or you took something up, stick at it.
No, I just thought that was a good fact.
Did we get any New Year's resolutions? Did people send them in?
No, I didn't actually. Did we ask for any?
Yeah.
We don't know what I was asking for.
You asked for everything, yeah.
In fairness, Terrence asked people to send in a load of stuff and then immediately said, don't send that in.
No one knows what to
say. So people had their phones out, email open, compose email, typing away, and then he said, oh no, all right, delete phone back in the pocket, locked.
Right, have we got questions, bro?
Question for you here.
Right, here we go.
Are you familiar with the... Is it a TV show or film? The Borrowers.
Yeah.
No.
Film. Small people that live in the walls and the gaffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's old school. That's.
People who are 4 inches high.
Okay.
So the question is, if you were shrunk down like the borrowers, where would you choose to live? The example given is a bed made of marshmallows.
That's a little.
I want to sleep in that now.
Yeah. So you got to find your own little spot in the house and you're 4 inches high.
Where would you sleep?
You'd do a whole apartment out of a shoebox.
Yeah, you would.
Wouldn't you? Yeah. You think about it. Look, you talk about that like you're a fucking, oh, you're onto something here.
Now, you have to live in your own home.
No, bro. I can live in here. Could live in that bin if I wanted.
And he's wouldn't even know.
He's wouldn't even know I'm in there.
Oh, we'd fucking know you were
there. Bro. Coming out of the bin. What's that? Oh, yeah, what a stupid question. What a stupid fucking question. This podcast has gone to the dogs. A matchbox. I'm going to go 20 blue. I'm going to live in a box of 20 blue.
That could be your bed.
Oh.
Because you're 4 inches tall. So you could get in, tuck yourself in.
Put 3 smokes around me.
Yeah. Using the butt as a pillow and all. Yeah. An old butt as a pillow.
Yeah.
You could use skins as a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Pack a raw or Rizzlers, wrapping yourself around them.
Yeah, what a shit. But,
you could have a shower under. You know the coffee machine when you put the little thing up and the way the coffee drips down the two sides of it? You could have a shower under that.
I don't have a coffee machine like you do.
Yeah, want to up your game.
You would want to up your game because it's not like if you can't afford it. You got 3 plumbers.
You have a coffee machine and 2 tellies.
Sounds like the living room, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's like a sports bar in this cap.
Oh, when you say it like that, I'm going to send you a video of letting me fucking 1 telly out the window. I'm not having all this privilege. No way, man. Fuck that.
You had a reservation going into that after the count of 2 tables and all. Shoebox.
Shoebox and 20 blue.
20 blue as a double bed, yeah. What's the biggest one you can get? 27 blue.
27 blue.
That's a king size bed.
I can into that now myself.
That's a king size bed.
And I'm 6'1".
Right, a little, it's still a bit ridiculous, but a little more grounded in reality. From Mick in Kildare.
Mick in Kildare? He sounds like a proper Irish man, him. Mick smokes 40 Benson and Hedges a day.
Mick is short for Miguel.
Yeah.
Do you know the show on Channel 4, Hunted?
What? Yeah, that's fake.
Hunted?
Explain the concept to us anyway.
Is that where, like, they give you a head start? How far, is it 24 hours?
I don't know exactly.
They give you a head start. It's like 200 quid or something. You have 200 quid and a head start. And you basically have to get as far as possible, and then they send the team out at you. And whoever lasts the longest wins.
You're going on the run, and whichever team stays on the run the longest wins.
But surely, do you not see the camera crew following somebody? Do you know what I mean? Imagine you turn the corner, and there's a fella with a bleeding, a boom, a big spotlight, and a big huge camera on his shoulder. I'd be like, right, going back the way I came. Do you know what I mean? Something's up here.
And can you wear disguises and all?
You have 200 quid, so whatever you can get out of that money.
Baldy head, bro.
I heard a fella on, I think it was on Adam Rowe's podcast. He's like, you can go on the chase and they want to be a millionaire and try your best to win the money. Or you can take the 200 quid, sit down on the bench and say, right, catch me. I'm about to win the 200 quid. Handiest money you'll ever make.
Yeah.
But what's the question?
Oh, the question is, if you went on Hunted in Ireland.
Where are you going?
Where would you head to?
Lucan.
Where are you
going? Lucan. Lucan. How would you get to Lucan? Tell me how you get to Lucan.
The number of emails we're getting from Lucan, by the way, has gone through the roof.
Now, what, about Lucan?
People of Lucan are up in arms.
What, all 1,500 of them?
Get on with it, right? Answer the question. Are you really going to Lucan?
How do you get to Lucan now?
I'd say a lot of people in Lucan know your face at this stage.
And he'd rat me.
Yeah, I would.
You would, wouldn't
yeah.
you? I was going to say, Lucan number one, Donegal number two. You can't even get a train to Donegal.
So how are you going to get there?
Show.
Hitchhike. Going to turn my lift.
What?
You can fly.
You can get a plane.
We can fly to Donegal.
For a score, you have 180 quid left.
Yeah. On the Aer Lingus now. Flying from Dublin, D-U-B, return, D-O-N-G-A-L.
Yeah, you get 50 quid, yeah.
So you got 50 quid?
50 quid to Donegal?
Inflation.
That's some whack. Yeah.
So you're left with 50 quid?
No, I'm not. 150, no.
Sorry, 150, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had way too much whiskey over the last few weeks. I knew you did. And then what? We don't know our way around Donegal.
Yep, yeah. You're hoping.
Get off the flight and you just stand there with your hands on your hips, like, right?
Yeah, you're hoping no one else knows our way around Donegal as well.
So, come see this show that you're talking about. Mm. Say, like, if you go on the run, How does the camera crew have any idea where you are?
Obviously, they know where you are. But like,
tracker.
Yeah. I'm nearly sure they have a camera with them, don't they? You have to have your own camera. They know where you are. And then they send the team out after you. You have so many hours head start, though.
What I mean?
I watched one episode and I was like, oh, I can't see past the fact that they definitely know where each other are. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's too hard to put a show together with cameras and sound and stuff like that. That would be good and worthy watching without people actually knowing what's going down.
Yeah. But without a tracker, like, it's impossible.
I think you do have a tracker.
Because if we're here and we start now, I can go to Cabra,
yeah,
or I can go to Donegal,
yeah,
or I can go to Cork. You know, it's impossible to find someone.
I'd imagine from a production point of view, a team would have to follow him.
Well, I mean, if you give me £200 now and say...
Right, well, let's just say you're on the run from the guards. Huh? As in, they have someone everywhere, or in every county anyway.
Yeah.
So you can't just get a flight to Donegal and just say, they'll never find me now.
You've made it a little bit more interesting.
I'd go to Newgrange.
Just hide inside.
Hide in Newgrange.
In the chamber.
Until the 21st of June, no one's catching you.
Well, and how long have you got before they go?
What do you mean?
I was imagining this, like, you have 2 stars in GTA.
Yeah, and you just hope for the best.
Yeah. Like, thank God. And then they're gone. How long do we have? Yeah, not on the run forever, surely.
But I think the concept of that show is it'd be you, me, and another team or whatever, and whoever lasts the longest, the last team caught. It's like chasing. It's like build-up chasing. You ever used to play that? You catch your friend there on with you. You have to keep going. Yeah. Yeah. Always with the fast condom, like me. There's 10 of us playing the game. None of us are copy. Just give up and have us stop chasing you now. We start a new game. We do a new dip. Put your foot in there.
And do they have to put you in handcuffs?
No, they just have to get you.
They just have to see you.
Basically chasing. No, they have to catch you.
Yeah.
So they got to hold you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting caught. I'm quick enough on the towers as well, Alan. I'm not getting caught.
But say you're going to Donegal and you're in a small town in Donegal and the local guard hears there's these two lads.
There's 5 of them. 5 couples in Donegal, bro.
Yeah, but I'd say in a very small town in Donegal, you might stick out and word might go around.
Yeah, man.
And then they're going, what's this about 2 lads from Dublin on the run? One particularly loud?
One. Let's not do that.
I was waiting for him to give the descriptions over the radio there to see what he was going to say next.
Monterey extracts you. Is that what you meant?
So what do you do then? You're going to have to keep moving.
Newgrange.
No, I've got to fly back to Dublin.
So you've flown to Donegal and then you're going right
back to Newgrange.
We're after being spotted here, so we're going back to Newgrange.
Yeah. Where's Newgrange? Me, didn't it?
It's a long way from Donegal.
Yeah, everywhere's a long way from Donegal, though. That's the point.
Okay.
So
Belfast isn't.
Ah, it is. You have to go through Derry to get to Donegal.
Oh, you're not allowed to go to Belfast, eh?
Yeah.
Can I go on the island?
Yeah.
What's the islands? Not the Arden Islands, you don't.
Spike Island?
No. Skelligs, Eddie. Where there's like literally nothing on them. Fucking a monastery or something is on them.
Oh, Skelligs, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing on them. They're not a bad shout either.
Where the kangaroos are?
No, that's in Portmarnock.
That's Lambay.
That's Lambay, yeah.
That's show, bros. No blade coppers over there.
Yeah. Lambay's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon £400, like you pool your £200?
Can we make money on the trip?
Yeah, why not?
Tanner's had to lose all his in the bookies and now I'm in the airport waiting for him.
If the guard is looking for you, like you could fucking... They're looking for you anyways.
So what?
Get me.
What are you going to do?
If you were in Donegal, you could rob the local post office. And just
to get more money.
Because this was all very light until you got the post office.
The rules were... You're getting a 12-hour head start. There's £200 and a team is coming after you. Go.
I'm not getting... It's impossible to catch me.
Yeah, but you haven't come up with a plan yet.
Yeah, what's the plan? Where are you going?
Even we got...
How's it possible to catch you?
So come here. If we went home...
Yeah.
Let's say it's you.
You're going home.
I'm on fee for making a coffee out of the coffee machine. Honestly. Alan, you wouldn't think I'm in the gap. You
can sign in on the PlayStation and see that you're online playing FIFA.
I don't know if that's smart. I'm logging into PlayStation Network. They're checking WhatsApp and all. if that Jagan PlayStation Network
did, they'd ring you on video call and you'd
Jesus
answer.
Christ.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you just see the bleeding telly in the background. He's in the gaff. He's in the gaff.
Realise the tree up as well.
Yeah.
So at this stage, let's just state of play at the moment, right? So Calvin has flown to Donegal, realised the bad idea, and then decided to go to Mead, whereas you were, what, an hour away from Mead? And now you're about 5 hours away from Mead and you've got 50 quid less, so it's not working great for you.
No.
You stayed at home.
Hang on.
Because you're so convinced the they'll never find you.
I went home and went to bed.
I'm at the pulling a double bluff, the old switcheroo, a bit of razzle dazzle on. They're gone up to Donegal, I'm not even there anymore. Do you know what's in them flying over me?
That's
I'm in Newgrange, 24th of June, I'm fresh.
That's no, it. But here's my point. Have I got a tracker on me, yeah? No?
No, they're tracking you.
I mean, you just can't catch... How can you catch someone, boys? Like, I can literally go to Finglas.
Yeah, but they might go looking for you. I don't know.
They're not going to Finglas, bro. Like, they're not.
They catch people.
Yeah.
Bro, how? How can you catch me? Bro, I can go to Roscommon, or I can go to Lucan, or I can go home, or I can go to Betty's Calf. How do you know where I am?
How do they find terrorists? How do they find Bin Laden?
What? Bro, in fairness, he spent billions and trillions. So they're giving me 200 quid, bro. Anyway, if you give me a trillion quid, I'll find any man on the planet.
They've caught bigger people leaving a smaller paper trail.
Ah, with big money, bro. I'm sure you can catch anyone in the world with the right amount of money, but if you give me 200 quid and you always have a few, Bob, you're not catching me.
So you're just going to go home then? It's not worth the effort.
I could go home.
This is the worst plan I've ever had.
No, I don't.
I'd love to do this. I don't understand why they don't do this in Ireland.
We do it as go out.
Yeah.
Who are we getting chasing then?
You, Darren Clary, Eamon.
Do you think you're running the opposite direction from me? I'm going after you. Oh, he's sitting there going 2 weeks off.
2 weeks. Yeah, and he knows where he is. He's in the gaff. Catch him by six.
Imagine
I'm just going to leave him.
Imagine he sent me and never came looking.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
running through yeah. fields and Kerry.
Big game of hug and go.
Yeah, come back 6 months later, bear it down to my knees. Yeah, anyways, no, you wouldn't catch me.
You still haven't said anything besides you're going home.
Yeah.
No, but bro, it's a stupid game.
Go home and watch it. Go home and watch it and you'll understand how they do it.
I'll tell you why, because you are like, that is fake, bro. Because
forget the TV show. You have 200 quid, you're going on the run. What's your plan?
You can't catch me, bro. you can't catch someone.
The guards can't catch someone. Someone did a post office.
So it's right?
Yeah, there's a reason why people go on the run outside of Ireland. Otherwise, you just go on the run in Ireland and be like, why would I leave the country?
No, but I thought I was 24 hours to get away from some team that gave me €200. What are you going to do, kick the door in? Got a warrant?
Yeah.
Give us a warrant. We're playing this game. Like, do you get me?
You had them ruining this whole question, didn't he?
No, boys, I tell you what, my imagination got a lot better over these bonus episodes, but sometimes I'm sitting here going, fucking,
watch
if
that show.
4 inches tall, where would you
yeah, watch that show. Watch the show, I'm telling you.
Well, he got really into the question and then just decided he wanted
strip it back
to do
completely.
It. Yeah.
No, just, then I went home.
Yeah, he just broke it down, that's it.
So you're in Newgrange anyway, with 150 quid.
After going to Donegal, via Donegal.
Well, how would you get to Newgrange though?
Gonna walk.
That's a long walk.
About 2 days, I'd say.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
How long have we got to run for?
As long as possible.
So it can be forever?
Let's say...
If you're all good at it, yeah?
Let's say 2 weeks.
Oh, that's a long time in this country. You'd walk the length of this country in 2 weeks. I'd go Newgrange, and then I'd go to Lucan. I'm telling you, there's no one in Lucan. It's too remote. It's one of the most remote places in Ireland. It's the best place to go.
The best place is that place with the kangaroos on it anyways.
Yeah, Lambay.
Because you can't be caught in that.
There's 57,000 people in Lucan.
That's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot.
And most of them probably... out to get you.
So you'll want to stop talking about...
It's fake now, Saz. I don't believe that.
That's more than town, surely.
57,000 people in Lucan. Yeah. I think town has 70,000 or something like that.
Town is not a big place.
It's for harsh.
Wait, what?
It's a lot of people. It's a dense place.
What do you mean?
It's densely populated.
It is. It's the most densely populated part of the country. But
yeah, there you go.
Area-wise... And anyway, what you consider a town is pretty small.
Severely underfunded as well, just putting that out there. But go on, what are you saying? Had to throw a bit of classism in now to make you feel bad.
But going in there,
yeah. To make you feel bad before he says something now. What I consider a town is accurate, because everything else is just not town. What would you consider a town?
Everything from Dorset Street over to I don't know, Liberties.
Incorrect.
Well, what is town?
Well, the Liberties are the Liberties.
Yeah, see, I would still consider that the edge of town, so.
Well, no, yeah, it's the Liberties then. So you wouldn't, if you were to meet someone from the Liberties, they wouldn't say they're from town. They say, I'm from the Liberties.
So where is town?
I wouldn't call East Wall town.
Would you not?
Is East Wall town?
Yeah, East Wall's town, man. Yeah, it's town.
Mm, that's a good, it's a good singer.
I'm going East Wall just up the keys with it.
Yeah.
Stop me at Euston somewhere. But here's the thing, like Kevin Barry and Queen Street. Queen Street is town. And Queen Street is like a stone show from Stony Batter. But Stony Batter's not town.
Is Greek Street town?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where does town stop going up towards Cabra? Where does it stop?
Queen Street, I'd say.
They... No, as in, if you're going up the North Circular, where does it stop? Going up the North Circular, where does it not become town anymore? The Joy? No, because if you're from up to the Joy, that you're not from town. I think once you cross the Estuary.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
It stops there.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
Yeah, Berkeley at the Road, big tree.
Berkeley Road.
To the big tree.
To the big tree, down at the Matter.
No, sorry for that, because Portland Place would be town. So, the Berkeley Road to the canal.
Yeah.
We stop it there.
Right, glad we figured that out. You're still going to Lucan?
You're in Lucan,
I'm running a lot here. I'm at the going to Donegal, back to Newbridge, Newgrange, and then into Lucan.
How long are you staying in Newgrange for?
A while. No one's coming to Newgrange till the 24th of June.
Yeah, that's you have to eat, man.
Yeah, you get bleeding Freddos or something.
But they'll be looking at CCTV and everything and saying he went there,
There's no CCTV in Newgrange.
No, but they'll start narrowing down where you have gone and they'll go, he's somewhere in this area.
Yeah. No one's going to say, check that tomb over there.
They might.
Who do you think I am, Jesus?
Listen, Terry.
Yeah, bro.
That's terrible.
What happened?
You. Don't answer.
You didn't give me the details, correct? First it was the Garda and then it was just some random team and then it was 24 hours.
Yeah, but
and
no matter who it is, you're like, you're not catching me.
And then it was 2 weeks. I can't be caught. So,
Lambay's not a bad show on. How are you getting there?
Well, if you hadn't wasted your money on that flight to Donegal that you didn't need.
It's only 50 quid. In the grand scheme of things,
I'm wondering how much does it cost to bribe a fisherman to sail you out there?
The short of short his mouth, like?
Yes.
It's going to cost you 100 quid.
At least. You'll be doing that post office in Donegal.
He knows you're on the run.
You're saying 100 quid at least. He's not going to do over 200 then.
What are you going to do when you're out there? What are you going to eat?
Wallabies.
Yeah, how's you kill one of them horse box? Because I won't be eating them.
What are you going to eat them?
I don't know, bro. Do a little shop, wouldn't you? You do your shop in Donegal. Go into Tesco in Donegal.
Yeah, surely the cost of living in Donegal is lower than Dublin.
Yeah, get £50 worth of messages.
£50, right? Do the conversion as well. Hopefully you get more money out of it.
On a fly back to Dublin.
So hang on. 50 quid there.
Yeah.
50 quid message.
50
quid.
£50, he said.
50 quid.
Yeah. Off you have the fisherman. 50
quid. So you spend 150 quid
to do a shop. But he's at the going across the border to do the shop out. He's doing the shop in Derry. He's in Donegal, he's going across the Derry to do it.
I think I'm setting up shop up there if I'm at the owner's shop. Do you get me? They think, right, he's not going far with them, mister. I'm actually going all the way back.
Do you know the way people in Monaghan who live close to the border shop in the north because it's cheaper and come back? That's what he's doing. Yeah. So economic wise, it was a smart move.
How's he getting from Donegal Airport to Derry?
With that carry-on. With a carry-on bag full of messages.
No, I didn't.
You can't buy any liquids.
Why can't they?
How are you going to fly back from Donegal with liquids?
Just going to put them on the little Ziploc bag.
Of 50 mils. Because you can't have one.
On the plane.
Can't have a can of Coke?
No.
No, you can't bring that through the airport. The liquids.
So what are you going to do?
Can you not? No.
When you go through security, that's why you obviously see people necking the bottles of water and getting that blade and aftershave taken off them.
And then you have to buy it in the airport.
Yeah. So you're at the point you're shopping and you're going through the airport, they're going to say, yeah, get rid of that 2 liters of milk there, pal.
That would have been a waste of 50 quid. That wouldn't have been.
That's what the point I was trying to make.
I'm not buying it in the airport. Oh, yeah, I'll just do the shop in Dublin somewhere.
Mick has, there's an add-on to this, if you want to have a go at it. Who will be your number one go-to to help you when you're on the run?
Off air. Back on there. Could you bleep that actually? That should be killed, wouldn't it?
Fine.
Leave the part. And you think he'd help you? Yeah, leave the part. Tagging in and tagging out.
This person can't give you more money.
Yeah, well, and you think I'm just going to say a rich person like Elon Musk or something?
No,
a reliable person.
Yeah. Resourceful, reliable person. A trustworthy person.
Yeah.
Has to be someone off the podcast.
Huh? A guest. What guest would you call for help if you were on the run?
Go straight to convictions and then see what they were caught for and if they were ever on the run. Ryan Hennessy is too clean for that, isn't he? I was going to throw him under the bus there, but he's too clean for it. Hughes. Has to be Eddie Mullins, doesn't it? Now's the boys inside out. It's the Garda chasing us, is it?
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. But he famously said he has nothing to do with the Garda.
I know, but he knows how they think.
And the only people he knows is the ones who got caught. So he'd be fucking shy.
Yeah.
All the boys he knows who were on the run got caught.
Yeah. Yeah, but it depends on the duration of time that they were running for. Do you get me?
I feel like there was someone who eventually was on the run and got caught, no? On the run and eventually got caught.
Tony O'Reilly. Done a post office and all, Owen.
He didn't hold up a post office. He worked in a post office and was stealing money from the safe.
Spoiler alert.
Don't tune into the episode.
I also don't think Tony would help you. You probably have to consider who would help you rather than maybe that's defamation if we pick anyone then.
Yeah.
That would help.
But I feel like it's a harmless thing. You're not breaking any laws.
Well.
But I'm not looking for someone to break a law there. I said someone would give you a lift. That's not breaking any laws.
You're looking for someone for a bit of company. Is that what you're saying?
Someone who can help me across borders.
Help you. Help get you from Donegal to Newgrange maybe.
Yeah.
I know you haven't picked your brothers yet.
Oh yeah. Jordan Gavin Pelly. Oh yeah. Oh, me ma, but me ma can't drive around.
But Tarnes are in the car and don't go with the boys, and then by the time he gets the blade and let that Kenny be like, you know, I'm just handing myself in, you me head wreck.
Yeah.
Having identical twins could be very useful if you're on the run.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's nothing more useful. That is the most useful thing you could have.
I'm not an identical twin though.
That's what I mean. You need that's what I thought.
We'll let you pick Jaron Gav as one person, as your one person to help you. Because they were on the one.
I thought you meant if you had someone.
You can have Darren and Joe, you can have Jaron Gav.
Yes. We're definitely when we'd smash those heads in. Fuck. Wouldn't we?
Why would you do that? That's not fair.
Fucking disgusting that place.
That wasn't fair.
It definitely isn't fair.
Right. On the next question, bro.
Yeah, okay. Have one more from Lucan.
Lovely.
From Lucan.
Callum is a friend of Sean in Lucan.
They're all coming out now. And here's the... Go on.
He says, if you had to live in a cage for the rest of your life, would you rather live with the bars horizontal or vertical?
It's a good show.
Is it?
Vertical.
Yeah, I think so.
That's only because he's now. That's all he's now, I mean. He's never seen horizontal bars around.
Maybe
no.
He's going on as like, you think the dark is your friend?
No,
I was born in it, made by it. That's what he's like, isn't he?
No,
like, yeah, that's all yous know. Yous never seen vertical bars or horizontal bars.
What I'm saying is, the horizontal bars might be more pleasant. Do you get me with that? Actually,
well, if you imagine you're leaning forward with your arms.
Yeah, but you're at,
you know,
at high level. You're going to have like just one viewpoint.
Yeah.
And to see Aunt Mai, you have to duck down or go on your tippy toes. That's what I was thinking.
You might get lucky with
one perfect height.
Yeah, if you're there for life and you get one set of bars.
Yeah, but let's say it's what, like 3 inches. That's all, you only have that 3 inches. And
well,
you have to duck.
We haven't said that now. Would it be 3 inches between
let's
bars?
Let's say, I'm saying, let's say it's German to obscure your vision. Whereas if they're vertical, you're going to see everything. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, but if the gap is that small.
People struggle to see you also. So the struggle out is the struggle in. Hey, it's either see everyone and everyone sees you. I have blurred vision. I'm going blurred vision.
Look, looking at everyone through a letterbox. That's what that's like.
Yeah.
Right, last question for you from Luke. If you had the ability to say something to every single person on the planet using telepathy, what's the one thing you would say?
Telepathy, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would I say? Can I only pick one person?
Why are you saying...
No, you can only pick one thing, but 8 billion people hear it.
Talking Bollocks podcast, Spotify. Just that. And then imagine everyone heard that once going, what was that? What? Check that out now. That's a sign. Listen through the roof. What worth the fortune in the morning?
There's no point in me even trying to follow that. I was just going to say something like brush your teeth.
That's not a killer one now. Everyone paranoid. Oh no. They only had to get the veneers done. A pannequin? Do you think it's your brain?
No, it's just one message everyone gets to hear.
It's your voice, so they know it's not their brain.
Yeah. It's like that time when U2 brought the new album out and was on everybody's iPhone.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like, bang, it's forced on you.
Yeah, you're not beating that one, eh?
No, yours is pretty good.
Yeah, that's
better than your answer about going on the run anyway.
Come here, bro. You know what I'm like with the imagination, bro.
That's not imagination.
It fucking is. I'm not on the poxy run. The guard in every county isn't looking for me, and I don't have only 200 quid to survive.
He has to be in the situation to tell you how he would act in that situation. Can't imagine it. If you were taking a penalty in the Champions League final, what corner would you put in?
Bottom left.
How can you imagine that, though? You'd never been in that situation.
Yeah. Just sharpen your body up a little bit and where I feel more comfortable.
Keeper's left or your left?
My left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrap your foot around the ball.
That's the most obvious place to put it, though, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll put €1 million on that's the most obvious. Here we go. There's €1 million on the line.
Surely it's like a 25%. No, it doesn't, because you can go down the middle. Aiming for a corner has to be the best advice to take a bleeding and a penal.
You're looking up at the same time as me, the cheek. Statistically, it's true that most penalty kicks are scored in the bottom left corner of the net.
Yep.
So the score, no, I win.
No, I said it's the most obvious place to aim for.
Obvious, most obvious place to score as well, by the statistics.
You're proving my point for me.
No, I'm proving my point for me. Right? You've said it's the most obvious place to go.
You still have a lot of family tension.
Yeah.
I have a study here that was done by economists in the London School of Economics.
Okay.
At, was it the 2018 World Cup?
That's very...
So just niche or small duration.
What's that called when someone's been an arrogant prick? Is that a P? Pretentious. That's what that is, Alan.
Anyway, they just analysed where all penalties went, and kickers going to the bottom left corner was the most frequent target. 13 out of 24 kicks. The right corner, 9. Down the middle twice.
And how many stats is on that? Because what I'd like to ask next is, what foot would a penalty kick take us? Because I guarantee if your left foot at the bottom right is the most obvious corner. Because it feels more natural.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're right footed, yeah?
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's why the majority of kickers are... Well, if you're right footed, the easiest place for you to hit is to hit towards the left.
Also the easiest place for me to score, by the sounds of things.
So back on yourself, you're going that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're running at that angle. So you're coming from that way to wrap your foot around it.
Is it...
more backlift.
I use both right just because of the volume. As in, you said it's the most obvious.
Well, like, see, I just said it's the most obvious, as in that's where most people would aim for.
Yeah, right, and then he said it's the best. So, by making it the most
obvious...
Which
is a completely separate discussion.
But a completely true...
But it's going to make it more obvious because most penals are scored in that corner because most penals are going to that corner.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so he's about right on it, is what I mean.
Yeah, just, but he told me I was wrong. He said he was going to bet £1 million that I was wrong when I said it's the most obvious place to put it. That's what you said.
Yeah, but do you know what the point I'm trying to make?
I would have lost £1 million. But I was still right.
The two of you are right, yeah?
Yeah. That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send your stuff, because it's all new stuff this time around, yeah?
Yep.
To Talking Bollocks. I hate when you do that as well, bro.
What?
I know when I say something you're over. Do you get me? Sometimes I say, so I could have said anything in the world you there. Like, I'm going to go out and show someone. You're like, yep. Why do you do that?
There was nothing else to say.
True as well.
Will you just end the episode?
In a court of law, you would have won that. But I know, and you know.
For the record, no, hang on, you can wait now. You can wait. Terrence is standing up with a jacket on, fully zipped up as well, saying, I got a message. It's probably 14 minutes ago at this rate.
It's at least 4
that has left us outside, and he has to go. And now he's the one who's stalling in the episode.
To Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com. Take us out on. Boom!
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the door. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.